4 days, he said. The whole thing, whatever it is, has been going on for 4 days?
Five, said von Holtz nervously. It was only today that I thought of you, Herr Reams. The Herr Professor Denham had praised your articles highly. He said that you were the only man who would be able to understand his work. 5 days ago.
Tommy grunted. If he's been in danger for 5 days, he said skeptically, he's not in such a bad fix, or it'd have been over. Will you telephone for a repairman? Then we'll see what it's all about. The lean arms began to wave again as von Holtz said desperately,
But Herr Reams, it is urgent. The Herr Professor is in deadly danger.
What's the matter with him?
He is marooned, said von Holtz.
Again he licked his lips.
He is marooned, Herr Reams, and you alone.
Marooned, said Tommy more skeptically still.
In the middle of New York State? And I alone can help him?
You sound more and more as if you were playing a rather elaborate and not very funny practical joke. I've driven 60 miles to get here. What is the joke, anyhow?
Von Holtz said despairingly, But it is true, Herr Reams. He is marooned. He has changed his coordinates. It was an experiment. He is marooned in the fifth dimension.
There was dead silence. Tommy Reams stared blankly. Then his gorge rose. He had taken an instinctive dislike to this lean young man anyhow. So he stared at him and grew very angry, and would undoubtedly have gotten into his car and turned it about and driven it away if it had been in any shape to run. But it wasn't. One tire was flat, and the last ruddy drops from the radiator were dripping slowly on the grass. So he pulled out a cigarette case and lighted a cigarette and said sardonically, The fifth dimension. That seems rather extreme. Most of us get along very well with 3 dimensions. 4 seems luxurious. Why pick on the fifth? Von Holtz grew pale with anger in his turn. He waved his arms, stopped, and said with stiff formality, If the Herr Reams will follow me into the laboratory, I will show him Professor Denham and convince him of the Herr Professor's extreme danger. Tommy had a sudden startling conviction that von Holtz was in earnest. He might be mad, but he was in earnest. And there was undoubtedly a Professor Denham, and this was undoubtedly his home and laboratory.
I'll look, anyway, said Tommy, less skeptically. But it is rather incredible, you know.
It is impossible, said von Holtz stiffly.
You are right, Herr Reams. It is quite impossible, but it is a fact.
He turned and stalked toward the big brick barn behind the house. Tommy went with him, wholly unbelieving, and yet beginning to wonder if, just possibly, there was actually an emergency of a more normal and ghastly nature in being. Von Holtz might be a madman. He might... Gruesome, grisly thoughts ran through Tommy's head. A madman dabbling in science might do incredible things, horrible things, and then demand assistance to undo an unimaginable murder.